Welcome back in, everybody, to another edition of Tide Talk Live. Stacey Blackwood, joined as always by my good buddy Jake Thomas, as week two of the college football season is right around the corner, Jake. And the biggest matchup of the non-conference slate, in my opinion, of the entire season is going to be happening in Tuscaloosa this weekend when the Texas Longhorns roll into Bryant-Denny Stadium to take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. Jake, we're going to give our preview and prediction for that game here tonight, here in just a little bit. But, Jake, before we get started, how are you doing? Are you ready? Have you had a good week? What's up with you?
Man, yeah, it's been a great week. I'm excited, super pumped about this game, especially seeing how different the team played, last Saturday. I'm fairly confident, very confident in this game. Just how we come into it, how things are going, how things are laid out to be, if everything goes right, of course. But I'm excited. It's like you said, it's a huge matchup this weekend.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What a game! And I can't afford tickets to that game, so I'm not going to be going right to it. But yeah. Honestly, I think I'd rather watch this one from the comfort of my home anyway. But going to be a great matchup. Bryant-Denny Stadium is going to be electric on Saturday night. Then when them LED lights come on, it's going to be unreal. So looking forward to that. Going to be a lot of fun to discuss that. Before we do that, make sure you do like, share, and subscribe to our channel today. We're closing in on 2,300 subscribers, so make sure you subscribe to our channel today. Then jump in the comment section and give us your score prediction for Saturday's game between Alabama and Texas, and maybe an MVP or something like that as well. Just give us all your thoughts and opinions on this matchup in the comment section below. Jake, we're going to look at some different things as we kind of preview this game and kind of do it like we did last week, as far as just what Alabama needs to do on each side of the football to have success and kind of what the keys are to victory for the Crimson Tide. And we'll start – I want to start when Alabama has the football against that Texas defense, Jake. In your opinion, what has to go right and what is maybe the biggest factor for Alabama when they have the football?
What has to go right is we've got to keep Miro protected. Now, if we know his ability to scramble out of the pocket if need be, and, he had to do that a couple times last week. But I feel like, there's so many question marks still surrounding him. And if he wants to be that leader and take over this team, he's going to set in that pocket and ease some minds. And that is short to intermediate passes. He's had some of those look really good. And then he's had some that, just like, ooh, you just kind of iffy about. But now his deep pass, I'm not worried 100% on it. He looked really, really polished on the deep pass. It's going to be a different defense this week, though. So I'm sure the corners are going to be a lot closer and there won't be as much separation as it was in that game last week. But if he can make the plays that are needed and then the running backs can get some momentum, because it seemed like they really couldn't get any kind of momentum started last Saturday night, but they get some momentum, I think offensively this team – it can put up numbers and put up points real quick. And if they do that, I could see us jumping up like 21-10 early on in this game. And Texas is struggling to climb back into it. It could be that quick. Just everything's got to fall into place though.
Yeah. You touched on a couple of good things, Jake, especially the running game. And I look at how Alabama may attack Texas this week. And, we didn't really see a lot of design runs for Jalen Milroe. I mean, his best run of the game was on a broken play when it was a bad snap for Alabama's first touchdown. So I look for a few more design runs for Milroe, getting that big 220-plus pound body rolling in the right direction and, get him going downhill. So I look for that, Jake. And then that will also help the running backs kind of get into a groove as well, because now that defense has kind of shifted their focus to trying to contain Milroe in the running game. And then you think about you talked about his passing. And, look, he looked great throwing the football Saturday against Middle Tennessee State. And, look, it's Middle Tennessee State, so you got to take it for what it is. First game of the year for Middle Tennessee State, first game of the year for Alabama. You can't take a ton from it, but his deep ball accuracy was unbelievable. His timing with his receivers was really, really good. You know, the receivers caught everything that was in range. So they look to have a good connection. So that's really important. So I look for that to continue this week, but I think it's all going to be predicated off what Alabama can do in the ground game. And so the offensive line is crucial, Jake. I mean, we talked about how they want to kind of establish that physical mentality, you know, punish defenders, play bully ball, and they can really set the mark Saturday night in Tuscaloosa against Texas. I mean, there's no better day to start than on Saturday night. And if they can create some running lanes for those running backs, create some running lanes for Jalen Milroe, then it could be a long day for that Texas defense. Because if the ground game gets going for Alabama, I feel sorry for opposing teams, especially with Jalen Milroe at quarterback, because his ability to make explosive plays both in the ground game and now we've seen it in the passing game as well. Man, that's going to be tough for defenses to stop.
Yeah, I agree 100%, Stacey. And talking about the offensive line real quick, you know, Monday I went back and rewatched a little bit of the game, especially the first half. And, you know, we talked about it on our post-game show of the game. And I feel like the offensive line isn't, you know, they're getting a lot of flack. But honestly, the busted plays when Milroe got sacked was just our running backs just got ran through. It really wasn't on the offensive linemen. So offensive line overall played really well, I thought. So I'm hoping, you know, the toughness falls back to the offense or to the running backs when they're in pass coverage, you know, step up and bully ball somebody. And but overall the offensive line, I thought they did really well.
Yeah, I thought they played a lot better than what most people thought or had the opinion of after that first game. And really after rewatching it, you know, they really did a solid job. But I think offensively it comes down to the offensive line getting a push, a consistent push, and then also the running backs taking advantage of that and then making a more concentrated effort to get Milroe involved in the rushing attack, because he's just – I mean, that's his best attribute, Jake. He's probably the most athletic guy on the field every time he's on the field. So you have to take advantage of that. And I think there's a reason Alabama didn't show that quite as much against MTSU. It's because they wanted to kind of hold out up until week two against Texas because they knew that matchup was looming. So I think you're going to see a little more design runs from Milroe against Texas. And I think that's going to be critical for not only the ground game, but then set up, you know, those deep shots that Milroe proved to be really, really good at against MTSU. So I think it's really important that they focus on the ground game, because that also is going to prevent with a new clock rule, that's going to keep that Texas offense off the field. Quinn Ewers, Xavier Worthy, Jatavion Sanders, the tight end that's unbelievable. They have like a slew of running backs like Alabama does that are really talented. Yeah. So just keeping those guys off the field will be important as well. So I'm excited to see how Tommy Reese decides to attack this Texas defense, because if he does it how I think he should, and I don't know as much as Tommy Reese, then I think the ground game is going to be really important.
Yeah, I agree 100%, Stacey. I feel like we need to come out and establish the run early on. And like you said, that will open up the play actions, the read options, stuff like that for Milroe. And, you know, I really like the game plan, how we started out last week to get Milroe acclimated with the speed of the game and get him, you know, get his confidence up early. But I feel like to get his confidence up, we're going to have to get that run game started early and then hit some short passes underneath and then maybe take a long shot when the time, you know, when the opportunity presents itself.
And, you know, you can use a short passing game such as jet sweeps or, you know, the little tosses they kind of run to guys like Isaiah Bond as an extension of the running game. And that keeps the defense honest as well, makes them move sideline to sideline. So that could be something you see a little bit as well against Texas. And, you know, Texas got some really good defenders. They got one defensive lineman that's a stud. Jalen Ford's a linebacker who's, you know, maybe the best linebacker Alabama's going to face all season in the regular season. So it's not going to be an easy matchup because they got some dudes on that side of the football. But I think Alabama's going to be up to the challenge, and I'm looking forward to when Alabama has the ball, how they decide to attack that Texas defense. But now, Jake, let's kind of look at that at the reverse of that, Jake. And when Texas has the football, Quinn Ewers and that Texas offense against Deontay Lawson and those 11 guys on the defensive side of the football for Alabama, what do you think the approach is for Kevin Steele? And how do you think Alabama matches up with Texas, the Texas offense?
You know, last year, Quinn Ewers, you know, started eating us up alive, you know, very early on in the game. And I'm just going to be completely honest. This is a different defense than that defense was last year. I feel like they're more talented on the back end in the secondary. And I feel like the linebackers are set up to be more explosive than the linebackers were last year. So I feel like this is a different defense than Quinn Ewers saw last year. And I think they're going to be up to the challenge. This defense, one of the biggest things that I saw on the first outing last Saturday night is our defenders, our secondary, has their heads turned around and looking for the ball. I'm like, I've been preaching and harping about that for 3 years now. If you're running with a receiver, get your head turned around, look where the ball is at too. They started doing that a lot now. Kool-Aid just being an absolute shut down corner. You're going to have him against Worthy. If he can shut Worthy down throughout the entire game, I know Worthy's going to get his shots, but if he contains him to, I'd say 75 yards receiving, Alabama's in a great shape to win this ball game. And getting Jalen Key and Malachi Moore healthy, it seems like they're going to be healthy enough to play. That's going to be huge in the secondary as well.
Yeah. You right off the bat, you touched on two things that I think is the difference between last year's Alabama defense and this year's Alabama defense. The secondary is there's more talented players, there's more depth there. And then in the front seven, not just in the linebackers, but I think in the front seven overall, Alabama is more athletic. Yeah. And what that does is that I think that the pocket's going to collapse more on Quinn Ewers. That offensive line for Texas struggled to protect him against Rice. And I mean, I'm not no rocket scientist, but I think Alabama's front seven is a little better than Rice's. So, and I think they're going to be doing some shuffling along the offensive line this week as well. So, I think there's a chance for Alabama to get after Quinn Ewers early and often and kind of set the tone for that game. And I think the athleticism that Alabama has, not only in the front seven, but in the entire defense, is really going to be the difference maker in this game, Jake. I think there could be a couple turnovers. You know, Quinn Ewers is one of those guys where, you know, there's certain points of the season and certain points in each game, he's actually like the Texas football program. There's moments where you're like, oh, yeah, they're back. Look at that team. They're so good. Mm-hmm. And then there's other moments where you're like, how did they lose to Kansas? How did they lose to Iowa State? I mean, or whatever. And so he has all the talent, but he just can't seem to put it together on a consistent basis. So if he's not consistent, Texas really doesn't have a chance in the game because this defense is going to make you pay if you make a mistake. There's too many talented playmakers in that back end. You mentioned Jalen Key, Malachi Moore. If those two dudes can play for Alabama, then I feel really, really confident that Alabama's going to get it done defensively against Quinn Ewers and company because, like you said, Kool-Aid's going to do his job. Terrion Arnold's going to do his job there at corner as well. So I'm confident Alabama can apply pressure, force some mistakes from Quinn Ewers, and then that back end can you know, take advantage of those mistakes and in a big way and force some turnovers.
Yeah, two things I want to bring up, Stacey. First off, you're talking about the front seven. I was very impressed, and we've heard how Tim Keenan has been just dominating fall camp and all that. He had a great game. I don't think he had a lot of stats, but he was in the backfield, it seemed like, a lot last Saturday night. And speaking of that front seven and the stats per se, I know the defensive line didn't put up a lot of stats, but they did their job. We talked about that because we was only sending five, and we was getting to the quarterback, you know. So we talked about if the defensive line is holding their blocks and taking up a guy or two, then you got a free edge rusher somewhere. And that's what happened. We could send eight guys last year and couldn't get to the quarterback. This year, we're only sending five, and we're getting to the quarterback. That spells danger for not only this week, but for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and I think it's because guys like Q Robinson have stepped up. They've matured. They've become really good football players. Chris Braswell as well. You talked about Tim Keenan, a guy who's really starting to blossom into a really good football player. You know what you have in Jaheim Otis and Justin Aboibi. Deontay Lawson is one of the best defensive players in the entire country. His ability to play sideline to sideline and make tackles is he's unreal, Jake. And he could really be the difference maker in this game, Jake, because you mentioned how Alabama can achieve pressure by rushing five or less. And when you can drop that many guys into coverage, guys like Deontay Lawson to cover a back out of the backfield or maybe try to stick him on a tight end, even though they got, you know, who I think is probably the second best tight end in the country behind Brock Bowers and Jatavion Sanders, that's going to be a tough matchup for Alabama. But I think Alabama has enough dudes to kind of contain him. Maybe not one guy by himself, but as a unit, they can kind of contain him to a game where he doesn't make too much of an impact. So I really like the way Alabama matches up with the Texas offense defensively because of all the athleticism that's there on that defensive unit. And you think Deontay Lawson really kind of encapsulates that as a whole. He's a linebacker who's physical, but he also is athletic enough to play in space and make plays in space.
He was all over the field last Saturday night. I mean, it seemed like every time, you know, a play was when somebody made a tackle, it was him. I was like, my gosh, he's just everywhere. And, you know, we didn't even mention Dallas Turner because I don't think Dallas Turner needs to be mentioned because we know what Dallas Turner is going to do. He's going to find the ball and he's going to attack. So, but you're right. Chris Braswell had a great night. I was glad to see that. I'm trying not to be too hyped because it was Middle Tennessee State, but I saw a lot of positives from this defense from previous defenses that I can't help but to be hyped because if they play up to their potential, I really truly believe nobody can beat this Alabama team this year.
I'm with you, Jake. I think this defense has a chance to be really, really special this season because, I mean, we've said it over and over again tonight, just the athleticism that they have at all three levels and the depth that they're kind of continuing to build on that side of the football. So excited about what this defense can do. Jake, is there any other players that you think could really – like? I don't want you to tell me who you think the MVP of either the offense or the defense is, but who, if you had to pick one player from each side that could be kind of that difference maker for Alabama, who would that be?
From each side?
Yeah, each side.
Okay. On the offensive side, I think I really want to go wide receiver, but I think I'm going to take your pick from last week and say Amari Nyblak. Last week, I think in the second half, he really come on and you could really see what he could do to a defense and in this offense this year. He's really going to give another option to Milrow, and I feel like he's going to be open a couple of times this week, and him and Miro is going to have a good connection. And on the defensive side, I think Kool-Aid, I already said it earlier, but if he can slow down Xavier Worthy I know Worthy's going to get his shots, but if he can just hold him to just a little bit, maybe 75 yards, maybe 4 or 5 catches, it's game over. I don't think Texas has somebody else that they can depend on if they're down too far in the game that they can go to lead them back to a comeback. And if Kool-Aid has him covered up, that they don't have another option, I don't feel like.
All right, guys, sorry about that. We're having some technical difficulties this evening as we record the show, so we're going to skip right ahead to our score predictions and our MVPs for the ball game. Jake, hit us off real quick.
I'm going to say 42 to 20, Alabama. MVP, I'm going to say I'm going to go with Isaiah Bond. I think he's going to have a big game.
I love that pick. All right, I'm going to go Alabama 35, Texas 17. I think Jace McClellan is going to show out against his home state school. I think he's going to rush for anywhere between 125 and 150 yards in this matchup. I think he may break a run or two that are big time and kind of. Thank you guys so much for watching. Sorry for all the technical difficulties. We're trying to work through it as best we can. We'll be back Saturday morning, but until then, roll tide.
Roll tide.